excuse me. I said, ain't y'all right? He woke us up early this morning, started us on our way. When we laid out last night, everything was fine. When we got up this morning, everything was still fine.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Amen. So let's look. You have your program. You have your program. Amen. So let's look at the theme and amen. All together, let's repeat the theme. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, let's read in unison, amen, the scriptures. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. Psalms 89, 1 through 3. Amen. All right. Now, if you have your Bible, amen, you want to go to the book of Mark, the first chapter. Mark, the first chapter, and we shall start reading at, amen, that 15th verse, I believe it is. Yes, right? And we can read in unison, amen. One day, as Jesus was walking, you all want to read with me? You can. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore, the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water for their fish for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left the nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their nets. You may be seated in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
I had another subject that I was going to look at, and amen, and And then I talked to Elder Taylor, amen, and he said, thank you, Lord. Well, we got a whole lot to thank the Lord for. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank him, amen, with our heart. Now, I'm going to take a minute just to say something about that, Elder Taylor, because a lot of people say thank you, but they don't say it from the heart. There's a difference in saying thank you, amen, and just running off, not thinking about what you said, amen, than when you say it from the heart, you thank God. Do y'all have any idea of how many poor folks we have around the world? Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Where people, amen, hope somebody will come by and give them a piece of bread. Amen. Give them a drink of water. Amen. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. If you really love the Lord, you don't mind telling folks what the Lord has done for you. Amen. That's why every now and then we have what we call testimony service. Give you an opportunity to give your testimony of what the Lord has done for you and what he's doing for you, amen, in your life. That's important. Amen. And then you just heard the choir sing. Amen. Give the choir a hand, please. Say, I will sing the praise of your name, O Most High. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I found out a long time ago, you don't have to be able to sing in D flat and then A minus and all of that. Amen. Just open your big mouth and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You've been so good to me. You've done so much for me, I can't tell it all. Amen. And God appreciate you telling him thank you. I didn't get no amen. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Yes, God appreciates, amen. When you do things right, he appreciates it, amen. So we thank you, Elder Taylor and the men's group for that theme, amen. What better time, amen, to have a theme and scripture like the time of Thanksgiving, amen. So we give thanks unto the Lord. We look, amen, praise the Lord, at the scriptures that I read. The Lord laid on my heart to go that route, amen. And he said, well, if you went that route, you can have a different theme, a different subject, amen. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. So I want you to look at somebody, if you're close to them, amen, close enough, look them in the eye, amen, and say, repeat these words. Jesus is my hero. Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? Lord. Elder Taylor, I haven't been by to see this young man, but a young man is in jail. Amen, praise the Lord. And I went in and I talked to him and asked him what was going on. And he told me, amen, that he was Jesus. I felt sorry for him, still do, and have not given up on him. I think he goes to trial in January. Amen. The devil will mess you with your mind, y'all. Amen. I don't want to be with you long. Amen. Just want to say a few words to you because it's Thanksgiving season, and I feel it. Amen. We have prayer every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the meals were good, and just everything has been wonderful, and we wanted to stay that way, don't we? Amen. So, just, amen, praise the Lord. Follow me as I walk down. I've just read that scripture, but I'm going to read it again, amen, in my notes. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, this is Jesus Christ, saw a man, amen, and another man, one named Simon, the other named Andrew, amen. And they were casting their nets into the sea because they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, I want you to come after me, and I will make you fisher of men. And straightway they dropped the hook, the net, amen, and they followed Jesus. And when he had gone a little further down the road, amen, he saw another man by the name of James, who was the son of Zebedee. And there was another one named John, who was his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. Amen. Now, Mother Judy can tell you something about mending a net. Her daddy was a professional fisherman. Amen. And every once in a while, them old catfish would get tied up in those nets, and they would tear up the net. Is that right, Mother Judy? Amen. And so there were times when I would come by the house and I would see her out there by the net. Amen. They would be sewing the nets so that the father could go and go fishing sometime at night or the next morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those catfish will tear up a net. Can I say it? Amen. Amen. Straightway, amen, they left their father, Zebedee, amen, left him the ship, and he left the hired servants, and they followed Jesus. Mark lets us know that the gospel, amen, is good news. Amen. Y'all gonna pray for me? I ain't gonna be able to, like I say, amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. It is also the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It tells us about his life, his legacy, and his works. And my sisters and brothers, if you don't read the book of Mark, something wrong, because Jesus Christ has a legacy. He did a lot of work. Amen. Amen. Not only in Mark, amen, but in those gospel writings. So Mark, the second gospel in the New Testament, starts his gospel off by telling us about Jesus Christ, the messenger, the Son of God, the preacher, the teacher, and the healer. God sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for his son, Jesus Christ. John preached in the wilderness, telling people to repent from their sin and to be baptized in water. Then came Jesus later and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. John said, I saw the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it was the Holy Spirit. And I bear witness that this was the Son of God. Jesus went out into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. After John was put in prison, Jesus Christ started his ministry along and in the city of Galilee. And we see in verse 16, Jesus began his search for men. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just read you, amen, the names of those individuals. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he saw fishing and asked them to drop their nets and come on and follow me. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Amen. Not fishermen of fish. Amen. Amen. Jesus taught with authority. And every now and then, amen, he would go to a place called Capernaum, and he taught in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the only time that those individuals that was not a priest, amen, in other words, didn't have the license, could speak. Amen. But they had time set aside for individuals like that, and Jesus took advantage of that. He taught with authority, and the people were amazed. There was a man who had a demon spirit. Amen. And the demon that was in the man cried out, Jesus, what have we to do with thee? Amen. Did you come to destroy us? Did you come, amen, praise the Lord, to beat us up? Amen, praise the Lord. I know you are the Holy One. Jesus Christ got enough of that. And he rebuked him and asked him to hold his peace. Amen. And asked the demon to come out of the man. The unclean spirit came out of the man, but not without a fight. Again, the people were amazed. Amen. Jesus Christ, my hero. Amen. He just amazed people. The things that he could do and things that he would say and things would happen. Amen. Amen. Jesus and his team left the synagogue and went to Simon's house, where they found Simon's wife's mother sick, amen, and had a high fever. Jesus took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. Amen. But I like this part of it. Amen. After the fever left her, she was able to get up and minister, meaning she got up and started cooking and working and cleaning, amen, in the house. Amen, praise the Lord. And I thought about that. I said, now, you know, that's just wonderful that a person, amen, is grateful that they've been healed, but they're not going to take advantage of that situation, Mother Hayes, amen, and they ain't going to do nothing but lay around and think somebody going to wait on them hand and foot all the time. Y'all ain't ready for me. Amen. You got some people like that. Amen, praise the Lord. They don't want to do anything. They want to be waited on. It's easy to see why I would call Jesus my hero. Y'all still praying for me, right? He is the one who is always giving. Jesus is always giving. He is always there for you in the time of need. How many of y'all have needs? I don't know about you, but I have needs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, was a remarkable person, amen, and he did remarkable things. In this text, they brought people with all kinds of illnesses and sicknesses, amen, praise the Lord, and Jesus healed them, amen. He cast out demons and would not allow them to speak, the demons now, he would not allow the demons to speak. Because the demons knew who Jesus was. On one occasion in Mark 1 and 40, it said, a leper came to Jesus and kneeled down before him and said, if thou will, thou can make me clean. In other words, I know who you are. I know the power that you have. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know that you can make me clean. The leprosy, amen, was a contagious disease. Amen, praise the Lord. But Jesus put forth his hand and touched the leper and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Good God Almighty. As soon as Jesus had spoken, the leprosy departed and the man was clean. Jesus told him, now, what I want you to do, I don't want you to tell nobody what happened, okay? What I want you to do, I want you to go and show yourself to the priest. Now, this is by law, is what a leopard is supposed to do. Yeah, if he was a leopard, amen, praise the Lord, he was not supposed to come close to individuals, amen. But if he was cleansed, then he had to go and show himself to the priest so the priest could say, okay, you're clean, you're okay. Well, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, we thank God for his word, amen, the word of God. Jesus said, don't tell nobody. Just go show yourself to the priest and offer these things which Moses commanded you. But some things, amen, you just can't keep to yourself. Can I get a witness here? Amen. You want to tell somebody, amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes when the Lord blesses me, I can't wait for testimony service to come. I want to let you know what the Lord has done for me. Has the Lord ever blessed you? Has he ever touched your body? Has he ever lifted your spirits? He ever put a little money in your pocket? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to tell the world about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that. I thank God for what he has done. But the man, amen, went back to the city and told everybody he could run into. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Amen for that. You have a lot of hero worshipers in the world today. Amen. You mentioned people like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and Marilyn Monroe, Esther Williams, Sabrina Williams, and others. The list goes on and on and on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, and people recognize them as their hero. But I heard somebody say, you can have the whole wide world. I'm going to preach in a minute. Amen. Just give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me Jesus. All of those other people, amen, praise the Lord. I watch them, amen, praise the Lord. I recognize them, amen, praise the Lord. But I just need Jesus. Yeah, long as I got Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, that's enough. Huh? Somebody said, may put that in a song. Amen, praise the Lord. As long as I got Jesus, amen, I don't need them other folks. Yeah, amen, I don't need nobody else. I don't need nothing else. Amen, praise the Lord. He's all I need. Can I get a witness here? Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He is, amen, my rock and a weary land. Amen, he's my shelter in the time of storm. Amen, he's my bank when I'm broke. He's my home when I'm homeless. He's my water, I'm just about through. Amen, in dry places. And look at somebody, tell them, amen, my hero is Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. He's all that I need. Amen, praise the Lord. All that I need is in Jesus. He supplied, amen, my every need. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is my hero. He's my light in darkness. He's my pillar when I'm restless. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good God Almighty. Amen, man. My King of Kings. My Lord of Lords. My God. My water when I'm thirsty. Amen. He's my speaker when I don't know what to say. Have you ever been that way? Amen. Praise the Lord. You open your mouth and it seems like nothing will come out. Amen. Why? Because you don't know what to say. But I know somebody that will tell me what to say and when to say it and when not to say it. Can I get a witness? Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Speak with me. Amen. And there is a name called Jesus. But the children like to break it down and say, J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He is my hero. And I thank God that he is my hero. I recognize him as my hero. Amen. He's all that I need. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen, my hero. Amen, praise the Lord, that knows what's going on in this old body. My hero knows when I'm sick. My hero knows when I'm feeling bad. Hero knows, amen, when my spirit is hurt. Y'all ain't ready for me. Amen. See, I was born in the country. Amen. Where they call you out of your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I walked in the streets, Sister Mildred. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when certain people, amen, came down on that side of the street, I had to switch over and go on the other side of the street. Y'all ain't ready for me. Amen. But my Jesus, amen, will put a smile on my face. I didn't worry about it. Went on about my business, and I thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all that he has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. He made sacrifices for me. Why would I not recognize him as my hero when I know he died on Calvary just for me? I know, amen, praise the Lord, he suffered the whips, amen, the lashes, amen, that they put on his back for me. I know my Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, he shed his blood for me. I know he was spit on, good God Almighty, for me. I know he was required to carry that old rugged cross on his shoulder for me. I know, amen, it was a tough job carrying that cross up Golgotha's hill, amen, for me. Amen, praise the Lord. And when he couldn't carry it, it was too heavy, they called somebody, come and help him carry the cross. And he did it for me, my hero. Hallelujah. They took my hero up the hill, put the nails in his hand, put the nails in his feet, took a sword, stuck him in his side. Blood and water ran out. He did all of that. My hero did that just for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see him hanging there on that cross between two thieves, one on the right, one on the left. Hallelujah. He did all of that for me. Who is that? That's my hero, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, my Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Say yeah. My God. Yes. I'm not ashamed to tell the world that Jesus Christ, he's my hero. Yes, I can depend on my hero. Anything that goes wrong, I ain't got to worry about it. Oh, I might suffer a little bit, but I don't have to worry about it. My hero gonna take care of it. Can I get a witness out there? Yes, he is my hero. Yes, and he proved that because, amen, while he was hanging there on the cross, he decided, well, let him know what the next move is going to be. He says, I'm going to the grave. I'll be there for 3 days. On the third day, I will get up. Hallelujah. My hero got up on the third day. Hey, glory. Thank you. Yes, he did. And he didn't just get up, amen, and worry about the holes in his hand and, amen, the hole in his side. Amen, praise the Lord. But he got up with all power. And all power in his hand. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for my hero. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. After my hero, amen, praise the Lord, while he was in the grave, my hero decided, well, amen, I've rested long enough. I'm going to go on down here, and I'm going to preach to the spirits in prison. They're all held up, just like those prisons held up in Israel and Hamas. Jesus was held up in the grave. He said, but while I'm here, I want to pray for somebody. I want to release somebody that's down here in this place. And Jesus Christ released them. They got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem. Somebody shout glory. Say yeah. Yes, Lord. Thank God. I quit for my hero. God bless you.
Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin has left its crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all,
yes, yes, all yes, yes.
To him I owe. Sin hath left its crimson stain.
Yes.
He washed me white as snow. Let the church say yes.
Come on, church. Come on, church.
Yes.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock